had your...
So you had your appendix taken out, you say, well, I had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Say you ate something and it wouldn't stay on your stomach. Say you had to...
Indigestion.
If it wouldn't stay down, you would say it caused you major...
Vomited it up.
Any other terms that you hear?
A lot of people call it puking it up.
That kind of cruder term?
Yeah, it's a cruder term.
Does that say if, you know, you ate something and it made you vomit, you would say you were sick where you were sick?
Sick in the stomach.
We are talking about various things. You know, when you were coming up and maybe a boy kept going over to a girl's house, he'd go see her most every night. You'd say he was doing what to his?
Courting. Yeah.
What would they call him? He'd be her...
boyfriend.
You ever hear him call him anything else and kid around with him besides boyfriend?
Yeah, lover or something of that kind, yeah.
She'd be his what? She'd be his...
girlfriend.
Say, you know, a boy comes home with a old lipstick or something on his collar, and his little brother might run there and say, aha, you must have been
courting last night. Yeah.
Anything else he might?
I don't know of anything else, but been out with your girlfriend or something like that sort.
Yes, and talk about, say he proposed to her, and she didn't want him. You'd say she did what? She
rejected him.
You ever hear him say anything else there instead of rejected?
No, I don't believe so.
And, you know, if they went ahead and got married, what's some other ways people might say got married? They got
hooked up or hitched or...
Yes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What would they usually call the man that stood up there with the groom at the wedding?
Best man.
What about with the woman? You know, they would stand up with the bride.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a bridesmaid, it'd be the... What do they call her?
Maid honor, is that?
Maid of, yeah, I guess a maid honor.
When you were coming up, or maybe, did you ever hear them? See them and hear them talk about the kind of ceremony that they might have at a wedding where you'd have all the boys might get together and make a lot of noise and shoot off fireworks,
yeah,
and shoot the pistols in the air.
They call that shivery. And, yeah.
Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah, I've been in some of them.
Oh, can you tell me about it?
Well, they do most anything. I happen to remember one time when an old fella got married out here, and we wanted to really have some fun out of him. But he come in on the train, and they had I guess it was 40 or 50 out there to greet him when he come, you know, and they'd hollering and going on, and they finally got him in a Model T car to take him home. And every time they try to start that car, there's so many people there and around that car till they just pick it up every time. Every time he'd start off, they'd pick it up. He couldn't go nowhere. And they finally let him go, and he got out home, and they just hollered and shot the gun and all that kind of stuff, you know. And that's about what happened. Just make a lot of noise, really,
just
I guess.
Just kind of carry on having fun.
Yeah, just having fun.
Say, you know, had a disturbance or something, you might say, well, they didn't arrest just one or two of them, they arrested them.
A whole bunch.
What would they call them? You know, maybe that young people like to do, they might go there where they have a band and move around there with music. What do you call something like that?
Dance.
Y'all have different kinds of dances when you were coming over?
Oh, yeah.